God cares for both body and soul. 1 Peter 5:7 says this, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And I was thinking of all the times in life whenever you're running to your mom is the best thing you can ever do. It doesn't matter, if you're bleeding profusely because you almost chopped your arm off, it doesn't matter. As soon as mom's there, everything's all right. It just doesn't matter. Because now care is provided. Mom has whatever I need. God has everything you need. Psalms 23:1. You guys all know this. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. When I think of my mom, I never lacked. Whenever I was hungry, she fed me. Whenever I was naked, she clothed me, probably so I didn't embarrass her. I used to be one of those kids that, nothing on. Run around. We had a 5-acre thing. No one would see me anyways. She cares for you. Some of us kids give our mom a hard time. We don't understand the depth of her care for us. Sometimes I don't think we understand the depth of his care for us. Psalms 121, 1 through 8, says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. I read that passage. And looking at it, it's like, that described my mom. She cares. She watches over. You think you're alone doing something and going to get away with it? Hey, Bruce, you might not want to do that. You're going to fall in the well. You might not want to throw rocks at those vehicles going by. Your dad's going to discipline you. Kindly. Somehow, no matter what, even when they lived hundreds of miles away, all of a sudden you get a call and you knew somehow she was watching over you. It's like a big brother. I read these words about what the Lord does for us, and I thank God for moms. And I thank God for what he does. We don't have to worry about it. He's got it covered. God cares. Moms care. I think you guys will like this one. God corrects. He disciplines and he trains. Now I'll say this, because this is easy for me to see a parallel to mothers, because in my house, my wife homeschooled, so obviously she trained. And my wife disciplined because my girls were perfect in my eyes. It's just the truth. I never saw a reason. Hebrews 12, verse 10 says this. They disciplined, talking of parents, us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Discipline and training is why a mother corrects us. Proverbs 22:6 says this, train up a child or start a child the way it should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. Now, I've been blessed by my mom, but also by my mother-in-law, who had 7 kids, to see them be able to just stand firm on the truth of the Word of God. If you've done the discipline and you've done the training, you can sit back and relax. And I've watched women have the strength to not intervene and just trust God when their child is choosing paths that lead them totally away from any relationship with God. And just trust that I did my part. You said if I do my part, you do your part. And God does his part. He never fails it. Doesn't matter if they got into drugs or whatever, it doesn't matter. Somehow, like the prodigal son, God calls him home. And mom was like, man, I knew it. She's not surprised. She's not bothered. Yep, I already had a meal prepared. Because she cares. God's given mothers the ability to see beyond what's happening now and hold on to what's ahead for that child. The ability to see the destiny that was birthed from their womb. God always calls you to your destiny. Like, John, what are you doing here? You know where you're going. Let's get on with it. I've got a plan for you. Moms correct, and God corrects. Only 2 more. This all right? Yeah, that wasn't good enough. It's all right. God encourages. He builds up and he teaches. Romans 15:5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Jesus Christ had. He is a God of encouragement. And thank God he's a God of endurance because we test his. Romans 15:2, just a tad earlier. Each of us should please our neighbor for their good to build them up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. See, I wrote something here. We'll see. Oh, I already said it. Mothers always point us to our destiny. You know, you can be one of those that are run away from the Lord, and my boy is going to preach to 10,000. Won't even talk in public. He's going to preach to 10,000. That's a mom. That's God. Austin, you're called to do this. I don't think so. That's what you're called to do. Don't want to do that. That's your destiny. Mothers see your potential from the time you were born. And they're always calling you towards your potential. God knows exactly what you're capable of before you ever were. And he's always calling you to come be part of it. Just come walk with me. We're going to do some wonderful things, pretty cool things. See that cemetery? Yeah, let's go over there. Let's see what comes out of the grave. Wouldn't that be cool? Hallelujah. Yeah. Your destiny is to be a grave walker. Just call him forth. When I say call him forth, you're going to raise the dead. How about this? You're just going to be a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And people are going to see God in you. And they're going to be drawn to you just because he's there. And you've sacrificed yourself so that he would be made known. And people come to know him just because you're being you. Proverbs 1:8 says, listen, my son, to your father's instructions and do not forsake your mother's teaching. I've learned that most of the time I should listen to my wife. Really. Deuteronomy 11, verse 18 through 21 says, fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children. Talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. See, mom teaches you for a reason. She wants you to live a long, quality life. She teaches you for your good, just like God does. Psalms 34:11 says, come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You know, you can always watch the example of how a godly mother lives and trust to follow in that. It will teach you how you should live and the way you should go. Because her pursuit is always for the Lord. Last one. God desires a relationship. He always is willing to connect. He is always present. Isaiah 41:10 says this, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Even the word Emmanuel means what? God with us. Matthew 28. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So you can't get away from God. And you can't get away from a godly mother. I'm farther away since I've grown up from my mother than I've ever been. And I'm more close with my mother than I've ever been. When I had my mother every day, I didn't feel like I needed my mother every day. When you don't have your mother every day, you sense the need of being connected in the way that you were when she was caring for your every need. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I thought what Lynn Kochel said was pretty cool. When she got up here and said, you know, we've been gone 4 or 5 months, but I've been with you every Sunday. And you know what? I never, since they were gone, had their physical presence. But Lynn connects with me every week. Just in a word, a text, an email, that I know she was with me. She builds me up. She encourages me. She does all these things, no matter where she is. A mother's always present. So, I would like all the mothers to stand. And in conclusion, I want to say this. The command of the Lord is to honor your father and your mother. And it comes with a promise so that you may live long in the land the Lord God has given you. I want to say this to this church. Today, we're going to honor these mothers. Why? Because he's promised us some things. And you obtain those things through honor. So mothers, we have a gift for you when you exit today. If you don't want it, you can give it to me. And just consider me your child. So I want everyone else to just lift your hands toward these women. And just speak blessing over them. Just speak into their life. Father, I thank you for mothers. And I thank you for all the attributes of you that they've demonstrated to us. Lord, they're an example and a way for us to even know you more. And I bless you, bless them. I speak favor over their lives. And I ask that this day would be holy and precious in their sight. That not only that would they know that you're with them, that you love them, you care for them. You're there to encourage and build them up, to strengthen them and give them joy. But to know that we all, in representing you, love them, care for them, and are here to support them and bring them joy. And I thank you for that opportunity. Bless, we bring honor to them, Lord, and we bring honor to your name, Jesus, for what you've done and for what you're doing in this place. Bless your body today, God, even as they go. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.